Everybody that comes into your life is not for dating. Not for dating. Sometimes just have good relationships. Have friends. People you can learn from. People that can learn from you. You can, you know, have healthy relationships, both male and female. It doesn't have to be every time you are with somebody, say, love talk. If it's not love, then we are enemies. You can learn from them. It may not even be the person you will marry, but the person can have an elder brother who has been looking for a wife. And just see you one day as you are just saying, now ask his brother, what's that game? And I say, ah, she's my friend. You say, hey, thank God, she's a friend. Shift, now she won't marry. Anything can happen. You can learn from these people. I really have a problem with the way this generation treats people. If somebody is not beneficial to them, they can't be in the person's space. Sometimes God brings you into people's lives, you to be a blessing to them. You know, there's this story I love so much in the Bible about the man that was paralyzed, that had four friends. How many of you know that story? This guy had four friends. He was paralyzed. And these his friends decided that this guy will not remain like this. So they carried him. And they went to investigate where would Jesus be. And they told them, Jesus is in so and so place. They went there. They told them, space no day, na no fi enter. Ah, you want to see Jesus, you are just coming. Everywhere is full, go. They now calculated that, we give up. Even the friend, I'm sure maybe the friend was saying, Yuku is okay, oh, it's okay. They say, which okay? You cannot be like this. You must have people in your life that say, you cannot be like this. Whatever it takes for me to push you forward, I will push you forward. And so these people, they climb roof. They do not even know whose house it is, oh. They climb roof. They don't know whether if they break the roof, the person will be able to repair his roof. They climb roof. Then they calculated it. One of them must have done geography to know where Jesus will be standing. Another one would have been an architect. Another one, structural engineer. Say, if we cut it like this, and we drop the lever, and the something, drop the rope like... They did this in a way that he landed right in front of Jesus. And he must have landed with some certain level of force that people shifted back. Because they said everywhere was choked now. When they saw the thing coming, everybody took off. He landed there. And Jesus healed the guy. Now, his four friends are amazing. And I've preached many sermons about them. But my question is this. What did this guy do for them that made them say, we die on this matter? Who are the four people in your life that can say, even if you say you will not make it in life, we refuse. Even if you say, you are tired of life, we reject it for you. Because you have been a blessing. Maybe he was paying somebody school fees. Maybe he gave somebody a business idea. Maybe one of those friends, he counseled them. Maybe he got a job opportunity for somebody, but he did something. He did something that made four adult grown-up men say, we will not give up on you. Relationships are everything. Stop chasing money. Chase people. People will change your life. There are things people will do for you that money can never do. In 2019, God gave me a revelation. A simple word. He said to me, money is the least resource that I have. I was praying. I was saying, I'm blessed in every currency. I'm blessed in power. I was praying. I just heard the Holy Spirit say to me, money is the least currency I have. I've entered places without money and I've come out of there knowing people and coming out with plenty money. Money is nothing. There are things that money cannot do. Have you seen problem that you have money and you tell them I'll give you money? They say, I'm afraid there's nothing we can do, sir. And you know, especially Oyibo people, if Oyibo tell you I'm afraid, there's no joy, you'll be afraid. That means that it's the end. There's nothing they can do for you. Have you seen sickness that you have money and you say we can take care of? They say there's nothing. He has 3 more months to live. You are saying, but we can bring money. They say there's nothing we can. Money is nothing. People. There are places people will speak for you that money cannot speak. There are times people will stand for you. This guy, I believe that he even had money. This paralyzed guy. I suspect that he had money. But could his money take him to Jesus? Even if he had money and gave Jesus money, wouldn't Jesus laugh? Did you ever hear Jesus carry money? They were stealing his money. He wasn't even interested. Money is the least resource. Enjoy people. People are valuable. Friendships will change your life. Some of the best things that happened to me in my life is people. We recently had a conference in the UK, and the hall was full and everything. It was when we got there, Lady Grace, it's when we got there that we met the people that organized that conference for us. We had never met them. Never. They were running around as if I'm their mother that gave birth to them. Using their time, using their... I know UK, time is money. They come out for you for 1 hour. They are charging them that 1 hour because they pay them per hour in the office. These people were invested. I was even saying, hey, I need time to prepare. Somebody came in the morning, carried my children, because I traveled with my children, carried my children out, took them to different places for them to have fun and play and everything, and brought them back in the night asleep. Just so that I can have a day. And if you know anything about childcare abroad, £ sterling. You see how the name is sounding? That's how the money will be doing choing, choing from your pocket. So you people, acknowledge people, appreciate people. If somebody does something for you, appreciate them. Appreciate them. And don't always be looking for who will bless you to be a blessing to someone. And friendships are valuable, so be careful of the people you allow into your space as well. And that's where I want to end. Because I've spoken to you how important having friends are, but the Bible tells us that he that walks with the wise will be wise, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. Have you ever considered that scripture very closely? It says, he that walks with the wise will be wise, but a companion of fools will not be foolish. He will be destroyed. Here's their thought about that. I say, if I walk with wise people, I'll be wise, but if I walk with fools, I will not be foolish. I will be destroyed. So God is telling you that the negative impact that the wrong person can have in your life, sometimes we can't repair it. So be careful of the people you allow in your space. Be careful of the people that you allow speaking to your life. Pastor Kim was saying yesterday about a friend that he has that came to him and said, oh, my pastor, and that's his pastor, Pastor Kim's mentor. Pastor Kim said, when you come here now, you will come and de-mentor me. And you cannot mentor me. You bring your mouth for gossip. Did you hear? I did not hear. So what do you think about I don't think? That's my answer to those things. You must create fire around yourself so they know that they don't bring gossip near you. It will destroy your life. The wrong company will destroy your life. I can't count the number of people who I have seen their lives completely altered because they made wrong relationships. They married the wrong person. Be careful of the people you allow in your space. What did I say? When we were growing up, there used to be this song that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words never. It's a lie. It's a big lie from the pit of hell. Words have the power to alter your life. You know why? Because words made you. The things that have brought you this far is the word of God. Is it not the word of God? Or am I the only one that the word of God has brought this far? It's the word of God. Something that comes out is words. Words are creative. So if somebody also speaks negative words into your life, it can mess you up. There's a story, and I'll end with that story. There's a story I was reading recently of this young girl that was in a relationship. She met this guy, was in a relationship. And they were doing very well. No quarrel, no problem. They were doing very okay. Then, one day, somebody that's supposed to be a friend, now asked her, you are your boyfriend, I always do lovey-dovey. Have you ever quarreled before? She said no. So her friend said, so how will you know how you will act in marriage when you start quarreling? So she said, it's true. He that walks with the wise will be wise. A companion of fools will be destroyed. So the girl said to her, create fights. Just be stubborn. I see, and I know how people give bad counsel. I used to work in Port Harcourt. One of my friends came to the office. Swollen eye. She said, why is your eye like this? She said, her boyfriend beat her. I say, man beat you. Boyfriend. Even husband, when they beat person. boyfriend. So other women, you have to say, no, leave this lesbian girl, no. Man will not beat you, no love you, oh. That girl stayed in that relationship. He beat her, and still did not marry her. The Lagos girl, they know they beat. She's been married for 17 years now, happily. One cancer will destroy your life. So this girl, she went and started creating fights with her boyfriend. Created the first fight. The girl apologized. Her friend said, I'm a woman, safe. Everything people say to you, weigh it by the word of God. Where does the word say that you must quarrel in marriage? Where? Everywhere it talks about marriage, it says it is good. It is honorable. Two are better than one. It is not good for the man to be alone. You know that was good for him to be married. Nowhere. But home video, Z World, what are those things people used to watch? Hey, K-drama, that's what is raining now. All those things that used to watch, they tell you that you fight, you break up, then you have makeup sex. Rubbish. What does the Bible say that? And so this girl started creating problems. The guy begged her. And then one day, the guy said to her, every time we have an issue, I beg you. Every time I apologize to you, say the next time this happens and I turn away from you, I will never turn back. She said, what? The guy was sending her messages. Why are you not talking to me? What's going on? Her friend was saying, be scarce. He will appreciate you more. Be scarce. That's how that guy did not call her again. When she was now ready to start begging the guy blocked her number. She tried to explain everything. That guy is happily married today. She's still single. After 7 years. And the friend that advised her learned from her mistake. And is happily married today. Now open mouth. You don't know human beings. They used to hum. Human beings. So be careful. Be careful. What did I say? Be careful. Enjoy people, but be careful of people. Are you blessed this evening? Can we rise to our feet?